After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Can I start by asking you a question? How many of you, when your child has had a fever, or your grandchild, or your spouse, or a close friend, a parent, how many of you have rebuked that fever? And if you've never done that, I would say, why not? If our Lord gave that example and you try to imitate him in every other way, you try to carry your cross because he carried his cross, you welcome children because that's what he did, you try to give to the poor, you forgive everybody you can, why have you not followed him in this? It's interesting, a young mom, relatively young mom, recently shared with me, she said, you know, Father, with the recent homilies you've been given, she said, the other night, my child was up all night long crying, and I couldn't figure out what it was. She wasn't hungry. She wasn't teething. Finally, in the middle of the night, I go, you know what, maybe this is spiritual. So she said, I tried to follow what I thought you said in homily. She said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if there's an evil spirit attacking my child, or my home, or my family, or trying to disturb my sleep, I command you to leave. I have authority over my home and my child. She said, Father, my baby stopped immediately, and we just went to bed. I had a father of a family also recently. He said, you know, Father, you put those prayers in the bulletin about prayers of protection before you go to sleep, especially as the father of a family. He said, so I've been saying those nightly. He said, I had a dream recently, and he said it was one of those dreams that was totally vivid, that, you know, okay, that wasn't just a dream. And he said, it was in the middle of the night, and I walked downstairs, and I look out in my backyard, and out of the glass, sliding glass door, there is a demon, and it has a human form, but I knew it was a spiritual creature, and it's looking in, and as soon as I came down the steps, it scurries around the corner to hide. He said, I actually went all the way to the door and I pulled it open and I looked out and it ran around the corner. He goes, Father, all of a sudden I realized that what you're saying is true. I am the father of this family and I have authority, and they're fleeing from me because I'm assuming that authority. Our Lord goes on and it says the people bring to him diseased persons, people with various diseases. So that could be spiritual, could be emotional, might be mental, physical. He lays his hands on them and he says, some are healed, so it's a miracle. He says, others, it's demonic. And those spirits, they cry out and they flee. My brothers and sisters, we live in an age in which I think many of the faithful, they just assume, oh, everything is reserved to the priest. And I think this is one of the beauties of the Second Vatican Council saying, no, lay people, you have a responsibility. Then there's so much more that you could do to build up the church. If you read the early church writings, the lay faithful, they're doing all these things. They're healing. They're working miracles. They're part of deliverance ministry. If our Lord gives us, every one of us ought to pray, okay, Lord, if you want to give me the gift of miracles, I ask that of you. Or deliverance, or healing. Okay, but especially the next time someone has a fever, if you don't rebuke them, I'm calling the wrath of God on you. No, just kidding. There's so much more we can do in Christ. let's follow his example that we're supposed to imitate.